Okay, we're going to be learning L'chut Maran, Torah Kuf Chaf Dalet. It's connected to the piece, two pieces before and also. But this piece, I think, is a very strong piece in general, but I think also it has a strong message for the Chodesh of Elul when it comes to tshuva and helping us get to where we want to go. So the piece starts off, Shir Mizmor Lam Natzeach, a song to the one who's victorious. Zamru, and the Gemara says on this, Zamru L'mishim Minatzchen Otov Sameach. No, it's not a song to the one who's victorious, but it's a song to the one who's defeated, and yet they still rejoice in that, right? So it's not that, oh, wow, we're praising you because you won, but rather, praiseworthy is the one who, when they get defeated, they're still happy with that. They're happy with the fact that they were defeated. So obviously, generally in life, when we're competing for something or we want something, we were not very happy when we get defeated. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu at times, whether it's as a result of the Midas Adin or other situations, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's a certain gezeira, and Hashem wants us to use the ability He gave us to be mevatel these gezeiros, to be mevatel certain decrees. So let's read the piece more. Kishemidaber l'fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu mefarish sichos ubetainos ubekashos. When a person speaks to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they have certain requests, and they have certain tainas, they have certain, we don't want to say complaints, but certain, they want to request certain things from Him. We may come to see it as if we're trying to defeat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if Chas V'Shalom were working against Him. Maybe we want one thing we feel like, and Hashem wants another thing. Maybe as a result of some of our actions, we're more distant from Hashem than we would like to be. Because there's a reality that when we fall into sin, we distance ourselves from Hashem. And that's the way Hashem set up the world. So we fell into sin, we're distant from Hashem, and we wanna close that distance. We want to say, no, that's not okay that we're far from you, even if we fail, because it's hard for us. And it's true, we're imperfect, but you know what? It is a hard world to live in. And we're trying almost battle. Go to battle. Hashem is Baruch Yishotanim is that. Kadosh Baruch Hu gets pleasure from this. But if we could expand a little bit, why would Hashem get pleasure from this? So to see even more on this, one could always look in the writings of the Kedushas Levi, where the Tzaddik speaks about this at length. But if we think about it in any relationship, if a person causes distance between them and another person, it's very easy to just give up. It's very easy to just walk away. It's very easy to just turn our backs and say, it was them. Right? Whatever. I made mistakes, they made mistakes, we'll call it even, but I'm just going to move on and forget about them. Forget about this whole thing. It's very nice that a person can do that, but in reality, it's not facing the issue. And it's turning one's back. At times, it's turning one's back on a friendship. At times, it's turning one's back on a very important relationship. Versus saying, no, I'm going to fight for this. If I believe in this, even if I messed up, I'm going to fight for this. I'm going to make it work. I'm going to make up what I did. I'm going to do my best. Alkein sholech lo diburim sheyichol lanatzeach oto. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually sends us words to be able to fight him. Right? Who gives us the ability to say, no, Hashem, we want to be close to you. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets the greatest pleasure from this, so of course He's going to give us the ability to speak to Him, to talk to Him, to plead, to try and beseech Him, to try and close that distance between us and Him. Because if it wasn't for Hashem giving us the ability, we would never be able to be victorious in this battle over Hashem and say, no! We're gonna go against the Midas Adin. We're gonna push against this. We're gonna say no. If we want something, we're gonna go and take it. There's a beautiful Torah of the Kotzker Rebbe from a few weeks ago. Pasuk says, "Lo tasa kein l'Hashem lokacha." Right? That you shouldn't say. Now, in the context, I believe I was talking about avodah zarah. But the Kotzker Rebbe says an unbelievable thing. He said, "Lo tasa kein." Don't be somebody who just says yes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't be somebody who just says, "Oh, this is what happened. This is what it is." No, lo taseh king. If we have an issue with something, maybe we're not on the level of amuna, we're just being makabel something in the way it comes towards us. So if we have an issue with it, lo taseh king. This is a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear from us. He gets pleasure from hearing from us. He gets pleasure from us turning towards Him. Not towards other people, or not towards our wealth, or not towards our honor, or not towards our connections. No, to turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo taseh king. And be real with Him. And to speak with Him in a way not, of course not in a way Chas V'Shalom that's disrespectful, but in a way in which we show Him that we care about our relationship with Him. and that we can't stand the distance from him, and that we're not just going to accept the distance, and that we can't stand this galus, admasai, and that we're not just okay with it. And we want to do everything we can to try and end this bitter galus, and end this distance from him. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself sends these words, sends us the ability to speak, sends us the ability to daven, sends us the ability to concentrate and have sitters that we understand and teachers that could teach us how to daven in order so we can go in a way to plead our case in front of him. Now Rabbi Nachman uses even stronger words, but it's hard to fully understand because obviously we always need to be careful. As Kedush Levi, I believe, has written that a person can almost battle the Kadosh Baruch Hu, especially when it comes to, or specifically when it comes to Inyanim of the Tzivor, when it comes to Inyanim for the general public of the Jewish people, when it comes to our own personal tainos, when it comes to our own personal complaints. So, I don't know, Rabbi Nachman doesn't go into that here, but maybe one could say that there is still room for that. But definitely if it comes to something of the Tzivor, comes for something from another person, for the general public of the Jewish people, of course, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for us to go to Tefillah, to go to ask him, how can we try and understand this ruling that he sent down to this world? Hashem doesn't want us to just be quiet and sit in the back. He wants an active relationship with us. Right? So it's similar. It reminds me of a mashal of, it's in the 29th chapter of Tanya. The Tanya is quoting from the Zohar, and he speaks about a case where a king hires a zona, a harlot, to try and entice his son. Why does he do this? Because he wants to make sure that his son is truly on board with his mission. Right? The king wants to make sure that the son is loyal. The king wants to make sure that the son knows how royal his position is. Knows what it means to be part of the royal family. And he wants to see if his son's going to let him down or not. And of course he doesn't want his son to let him down. Of course he doesn't want his son to fail. Yet he hires this harlot to try and entice his son. And the whole time he's hoping that his son succeeds, and then he resists such a temptation. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although there are many distractions and many difficulties in this world, and although at times it seems like certain decrees come from Shemayim that push us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to take it and to say, oh, okay, Hashem wants distant from us. No, dafka, the opposite. The opposite. He wants us to run towards him. He wants us to say, no, we're not going to let go of our relationship with you no matter what. And we're going to fight for it. And this is what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to be close to him. Hashem wants us to put up a fight if it seems like we're being pushed away from him. Because harotze b'teshuva. Hashem wants us to come close to him, but he also wants for us to put in the effort. So b'zod Hashem, the Torah of these holy tzaddikim, we should be able to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We shouldn't take any distance from Hashem just sitting down and allow it to happen. But we should fight for a relationship with him, because it's the most important thing in the world. We should be willing to fight for it no matter what. No matter what comes our way, and B'zat Hashem, we should be zocha through this to be able to do full tshuva, and be zocha to Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Thank you so much for joining. Shalom, shalom.